next on the 5 o'clock report.
There are roughly 18 billion attacks on passwords every year.
Not new taxes, taxes that they owe.
We do have responsibility to use those resources wisely.
That just means that you're curious about people.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. A retired general now calling for the resignation of Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley.
I believe his actions are irresponsible and they fall somewhere between treason and dereliction of duty. We never would tolerate that in our subordinate officers. We would remove them immediately.
That's retired General Don Balduck. The Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley allegedly made secret calls to his Chinese counterpart during the final days of the Trump administration.
It's going to have to be settled when General Milley takes the oath in Congress to tell the truth.
Former Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove tells Fox News,
I think the White House welcomes this controversy. This distracts us from three big things: the fall of Afghanistan, the $3.5 trillion, and soon to be very important battle over raising the debt ceiling, and of course, COVID.
Milley defending the phone calls as an effort to avoid misunderstandings and conflict. Speaking of the $3.5 trillion, President Biden is pushing a new economic plan aimed at taxing the wealthy, including business owners.
The top 1%, for example, evade an estimated $160 billion in taxes that they owe each year. Not new taxes, taxes that they owe.
Former National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow.
First of all, the top 1% pay 40% of the income taxes. The bottom 50% or more don't pay income taxes.
Mr. Biden claims the move will benefit the middle class in America. A mixed bag of economic news today. Rich Thomason explains.
On the plus side, more Americans went shopping last month. Retail sales rose a surprisingly strong 0.7%. That was far better than the negative reading that economists had been expecting. Last week's jobs report, not quite as bright. 332,000 Americans applied for unemployment benefits, an increase of 20,000 from the week before.
The former Minneapolis police officer already serving time for the murder of George Floyd is pleading not guilty to a 2017 confrontation kneeling on a 14-year-old boy's neck. Chauvin is accused of depriving the black teen of his right to be free of unreasonable force. And a change is coming to computing.
Microsoft is ditching passwords. The company said users now have several options to log in, including a security app where you can use a biometric like a fingerprint scan. The feature has been available for corporate accounts since March. Microsoft says there are roughly 18 billion attacks on passwords every year.
That's correspondent Tarika Duncan. Still to come this Thursday, a challenge to life from New York, racing in the Northeast, and living a scent life.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for the night ahead. On balance, pretty nice. It could be a little spot shower this evening over eastern Pennsylvania. Otherwise, it'll be clear to partly cloudy and moonlit with a few valley fog patches late at night. Low temperatures, mid-50s to the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Saturday, by and large, pleasant. Relatively warm. A mix of clouds and sunshine. One or two spots could see a quick shower. That's it. With high temperatures ranging from the mid-70s to the lower 80s.
Thank you, Kevin. New York now joining a national effort to challenge a pro-life law in Texas. State Attorney General Tish James signed on to the legal brief Wednesday. The measure in Texas, which bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected, was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court and is now being challenged by the federal government. James called the legislation draconian and an effort to undermine Roe v. Wade. She joins two dozen AGs from across the country to support the DOJ challenge to the Texas law, and she backed the federal government's motion for a preliminary injunction of the legislation. Pro-life groups say they ultimately expect the law to be upheld. Billboards causing quite a stir in the Commonwealth. Family Life's Brandon Dixon has more.
The billboards depict President Biden in Taliban military gear and holding a rocket launcher. The caption says, "Making the Taliban great again," in reference to the president's handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The billboards were purchased by former GOP state senator and 2018 gubernatorial candidate Scott Wagner. Wagner reportedly purchased 12 of the billboards across the Keystone State, one of which reaches along I-83 in York County. Brennan Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Racing fans around the region will once again get to see the stars of the NASCAR Cup Series next year. The circuit will return to Watkins Glen International on August 21st, 2022. Yet one Cup Series race at Pocono Raceway will be eliminated next year. The NASCAR schedule has Pocono Raceway hosting its only race on July 24th. The racing entity has added the June race at Worldwide Technology Raceway in St. Louis instead. The Pocono Raceway and the Glen have hosted NASCAR Cup Series races since the 1980s. Next at 5, Heather Holloman says as Christians, each of us has been called to point others to Jesus, and we don't need to be afraid of the process.
Part of the joy of understanding that your identity in Christ is really that you're sent. We know that God's always at work to draw people to himself. He uses us to lead people to Jesus, and he's always inviting us into the work of evangelism. Those are kind of the core principles that we read through scripture. So we don't need to be afraid. This is what the Holy Spirit's doing. And I love thinking about how the number one way Jesus describes the Father in the book of John is the Father who sent me. So imagine how amazing that is by the time you get to John 20:21, where Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you.
I think so many times evangelism overwhelms us. You mentioned the importance of noticing others and asking questions. How do these simple steps develop relationships and the habit of making disciples?
Well, one of your best skills as someone, you know, even just developing as a professional person, is the art of interpersonal curiosity. And that just means that you're curious about people. Scripture talks about in Philippians taking an interest in other people, valuing them above yourself. How would you ever have the opportunity to talk about the Lord if you're never in a genuine conversation with other people? So in my book called Sent, Living a Life That Invites Others to Jesus, I talk about some of my favorite questions. And they're so easy. You can just say to a friend that you're getting to know, I'm a Christian. I'm really curious. What does your spiritual tradition say about Jesus? That question alone led my Hindu neighbor to receive Christ, and she not only led her husband, but also her two children to the Lord, because that question made her think, well, I don't know, what do I believe about Jesus? And you can just ask people, how are you handling the stress of COVID-19, or how are you handling this thing? And then when they share with you, they'll often say, what about you? How are you taking care of yourself? And you can easily share what God's teaching you in the Bible, things you're praying about.
Powerful. God's word tells us to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have.
Yes.
Heather, what tips do you have for each of us to craft our own story of a changed life so we're ready to share?
A lot of people think they need seminary training or they need to have all the theological answers. And so that's what keeps people from talking about Jesus. They're afraid that they're going to get a question that they can't answer. But guess what? If someone asks you something and you don't know the answer, and remember, I'm a professor at Penn State, so it's embarrassing for me. But guess what? The best thing I can say is, I don't know the answer to your question. Can we look at this together? You never need to be afraid to say, I don't know. Let's go find this together. So the best thing you can do is prepare what I call your top three stories of personal transformation. Just to have the stories of God at work in your life. I always have three good stories. The story of God rescuing me, that's my salvation story. The story of God really maturing me. I wrote a whole book on Ephesians 2:6, which is my biggest story of transformation. And then I tell a story of God's provision and how he's used Psalm 5:3 to start my prayer journal. Those are really easy, quick stories that I tell about what God's doing in my life, and that's a great way to begin living your sent life.
While we may get to the place where we have done the preparation and sharing, what's the other vital thing we need to remember?
Well, just relying on the Holy Spirit. When I was part of the largest missions organization in the world to begin my evangelism training with Campus Crusade for Christ, which is now CRU, I'll never forget what their founder, Bill Bright, said about evangelism. He said, evangelism is sharing your faith in the power of the Holy Spirit and leaving the results to God. So just ask the Holy Spirit to direct your attention today to people in your life that don't yet know him. Take steps of faith to begin talking about spiritual things. You're cooperating with God. You're not trying to win people over everywhere you go. It doesn't depend on you. It depends on the Holy Spirit.
That's author and Penn State Associate Professor Heather Holloman sharing about Ascent Life. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features by visiting familylife.org and clicking on the podcast link under the radio tab. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks ended the day mixed today. Jobless claims held close to the pandemic era low. August retail sales rose by 0.7%. Unexpectedly, suggesting strong demand for goods, that coming after a previous loss of 1.8% in August. The Dow today down 63 points, the NASDAQ gained 20, and the S&P 500 fell 7. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Christians are to be different and apart from the world, and a good way to start is by practicing stewardship. Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. In a culture that glorifies materialism, true stewardship should stand out. The first principle to understand about stewardship is ownership. God created everything, and He owns everything. We own nothing. The next principle is responsibility. As stewards, we have no rights over what we temporarily possess by the Lord's provision, but we do have responsibility to use those resources wisely. The last principle is reward. We have reason enough to be good stewards because of what God's already given us, the priceless gift of His Son for our salvation. But He promises even more blessings, not always financial, when we are faithful stewards. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit moneywise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Delfiette.
Thank you, Tracy. It's a battle of bitter rivals and pride as the New York Football Giants and Washington Football Team square off in Landover Thursday Night Football tonight. Both teams in search of their first wins following losses in Week 1. The Giants were run over by the Denver Broncos 27-13. Head coach Joe Judge on facing Washington.
I see, we're talking about this opponent. Obviously, it's a division opponent. And talking about the NFC East, it's a unique division. I think these are different type division games. Every division, you know, let's talk about having passion who you play.
On the other sideline, Washington will turn the keys over to Taylor Heinicke, with Ryan Fitzpatrick suffering a hip injury that's going to sideline him for a bit. Heinicke will take over as Washington looks to shake off their 2016 opening week loss to the Chargers. Major League Baseball, the Pirates fall to Cincinnati today 1-0. Pirates are trying to sweep the Reds. Phillies host the Cubs. Philadelphia, three games out of the National League wild card. In the American League, the Yankees are playing in Baltimore. The Yanks are tied with the Blue Jays and Red Sox for the American League wild card. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiette.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We're heading into the weekend with prospects of some pretty fine weather. There are no big storms foreseen, no big weather issues. Our forecast for the night ahead, well, on balance, pretty nice. It could be a little spot shower this evening over eastern Pennsylvania. Otherwise, it'll be clear to partly cloudy and moonlit with a few valley fog patches late at night. Low temperatures, mid-50s to the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Saturday are by and large pleasant, relatively warm, a mix of clouds and sunshine. One or two spots could see a quick shower, that's it, with high temperatures ranging from the mid-70s to the lower 80s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, kindness in the Keystone State. An anonymous woman eating at the Country Diner in Higgins, Pennsylvania, treated everyone to lunch on Monday.
It was really, really helpful, you know what I mean? When money's tight, a kind hand goes a long way.
Manager Lori Renninger tells WNEP the employees want the anonymous woman to know how many people she touched by her generosity.
I'd like to say thank you so much. You made our day, and it's wonderful that you do that.
The woman paid $350 to cover all of the customers' meals and then left a $100 tip for the two servers. And that's the world we live in this 16th of September. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
The 5 O'Clock Report was sponsored in part by support from the Weed Family and New Hope Mills Store and Cafe in Auburn, New York. They offer pancake mixes, baking mixes, syrups...